From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is set to start new rules Thursday night requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted into the country. The guidance comes days after the U.S. Supreme Court partially reinstated a travel ban ordered by President Trump that had been held up by lower courts on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. Some U.S. immigration lawyers say many of their clients from the six affected countries are still uncertain about the new travel rules. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Syria is taking seriously the U.S. warning against launching another chemical weapons attack. Mattis says there has been no attack since the White House issued a Monday night statement warning the regime of President Bashar al-Assad pay a heavy price if it uses chemical weapons. The U.S. said it saw active preparations for another chemical weapons strike at Syria's airfield, the same base it said was used for a similar attack in April. Syria denied it used chemical weapons. Nearly 90 people were killed in the attack that prompted a cruise missile strike on the airbase. That decision was defended by U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley in testimony Wednesday before U.S. lawmakers.
One of the best things we did was after the chemical weapons program, when the president made that decision to go in and strike, it sent shockwaves throughout the international community as well as in Syria to let them know we weren't going to stand for it.
Haley said she believed President Trump's action saved Syrian lives. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.